I'm Caitlin Smith. We have a panel back up here. We have Beth Garza from R Street Institute, Bob Helton with NG, and Stephanie Kroger with Hunt. And again, welcome your questions in from the audience or online. I have the questions up here, and I'll ask some of my own. We're going to start off with Beth going through some slides. I think they are about sort of trends of the resource mix.
I sort of skipped over really quickly earlier just changes in the industry, and here's some pictures just to back that up. And I like talking about the slides that I put together, and since we're doing this on the fly, I'm like, well, I did these slides, so I'm going to talk about it, gosh darn it. We're talking about the changing of the industry, and this is just a perspective really on the supply side. This doesn't even address any of the demand changes that we're seeing. But, you know, we're seeing just changing generation preferences, costs, and characteristics. Customers want different sources of power, and they're expressing that willingness to pay or through their preferences, through their choices of supply and contracting. So that's the left side. There's the other thing that's happening, we touched on it a little bit, is the decentralization stuff, and we're getting more and more efficient, smaller generators are reaching the same kinds of efficiency that we used to need bigger generators to get to. And I think that raises a fascinating question that the panel before touched on, kind of the distribution operations versus transmission operations. I think there's a fascinating future there that we're going to have to sort out. And then because of those changes, we've got these differing operational risks, right? We have resources with limited energy. You know, batteries are great. They change the source of supply on a temporal basis, right? They take megawatt hours from 1 hour and move them to a different hour. That's a fascinating and powerful characteristic that they have. But with the variety of changes in resources, we've got ramping limitations, and then it's the reduced energy revenues available to thermal resources. And that's really the trick in kind of the, if you will, the renewable haters, right? The crumb of their argument there is that because there's less revenue available for those thermal resources, those thermal resources are now more at risk and become more expensive or harder to invest in. So just, you know, over the last 20 years, our fuel mix in ERCOT has changed. That's what this picture is. The increasing energy supply as the, you know, almost ever-increasing amount of energy demanded or required from customers in ERCOT. This picture is unique in North American electricity regions. No other region has that upward sloping line, a continuous upward sloping line. And in fact, if you had the misfortune of having to deal with anything in Ontario, their energy demands haven't recovered since 2009's recession. That, you know, the lines in most other regions are flat or declining. ERCOT is not and is unique. And that's another reason why people want to be here. The other thing it does is growth hides a myriad of sins. And so that's another thing to keep in mind as well.
Beth, are we seeing that load growth start to pick up, though,
in other regions? I think so. But, you know, if you were to cut off this slide at 2020, as, you know, ERCOT was continually increasing through that time, that is not the case in other regions.
Are there lessons learned for the other places where load is growing from ERCOT?
Well, that's a good question. Is that anything to do with the electricity system, or it's our pro-business government? It's the ease of it's a low tax environment, low tax, low services environment that has been seen as an attractive, and the climate. Do you really want to live in Minnesota when you can live in Texas and it gets cold, you know, three times in the winter versus all winter? All of those things are natural advantages here. thing I'd point out is, you know, if you're concerned about the natural gas industry, look at that big blue blob that goes through the middle over the last 20 years.